It is a complicated situation, you know, starting with the assassination or the targeted strike against Ismail Haniyeh while he was in Tehran for the inauguration of the new Iranian president. And then also to rewind just a little bit, there was also the strike that Israel did claim against Fayyad Zakour, which is Hezbollah's number two. So these things happen back to back. So we have one situation where there is still the ongoing negotiation for the ceasefire, the permanent ceasefire. Israel definitely wants to get its hostages back, but it also feels that as long as Hamas has any legs left, any sort of leadership left in Gaza, it will not enter into a permanent ceasefire. They want to completely dismantle all of Hamas's leadership. And also Hamas at this point doesn't have much incentive to also agree to the ceasefire. And right now they are limping. You know, they are quite decimated. And the only leverage they have right now are the hostages. So right now the ceasefire deal is in a precarious state, but I know negotiations are still ongoing. I know first and foremost, that is something that the U.S. wants. They want the war to end. But another part to this saga is the simmering situation between Israel and Hezbollah.
Do you see that these two attacks taken together could very well lead to a wider conflict in the Middle East?
There's definitely a lot of escalation fearing that's going on. I want to be a little bit more cautious. We definitely want to hear from Israel. They have not claimed this strike. First of all, there has to be really good intelligence for what seems to be some sort of drone to be able to kill Haniyeh in a bedroom. So just kind of imagine this, the level of intel, the type of targeted strike that it took to kill him in such an intimate setting. So there is an intelligence failure somewhere along the line. So we have to wait and see. We have to wait and see what Israel is going to say. We're going to have to wait and see to see how Hamas will respond to this. I am cautious. I am hopeful. But the reality of the situation, it's not going in a positive direction right now. That's all that I'm willing to say. And then for folks that are, you know, piling on, since Brett McGurk is also in the region, who's the White House's coordinator for the Middle East and North Africa, you know, all of these different conspiracies are building. But we definitely need to be cautious and wait until we have more information.